This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. An act of love is always appreciated. An act of love is always appreciated. We sometimes wonder whether we should be loving and be outgoing, because when we are loving and outgoing, we sometimes think that we are showing our weaker side, showing our lesser side, our feminine side, if you will. And is this true? Do our acts of love show our weaker side? Do our acts of love show the limitation within us? Or do they really show our divinity? And I like to think that any act of love that we do shows our divinity. Because an act of love is one, especially it's unconditional love, and that's the only kind of act we want to do. An act of unconditional love is an act that puts us into the right modus operandi for living our life in a complete and wonderful experience that can never let us down. Have you ever seen a person doing an act of love that was misunderstood? If it was misunderstood, you can be sure that there were ulterior motives in that person's gift, in that person's giving or doing the act of love. Love, by the very nature of its being, and by the very essence of its being, is, in fact, unconditional. It is given without any strings, any ties, any expectations, but it's love. However, there are so many acts that go by the name of love, which are not love. Now, when you're in school, and it's Valentine's Day, and on Valentine's Day you make all these little hearts and these little cards, and your teacher shows you how to do this, and it's a class project. And in the class project, you make a card for everybody that you'd like to give one to. And the teacher generally suggests that you give it to everybody, because you're giving a card of unconditional love. You're not just giving it to that special person. Now, the one you give to that special person may have some special things on it, but all the cards are acts of love. They are being given without any expectation, without any desire to manipulate or control. And the ones that are special, they are the ones that are given with a bit of manipulation to them. Really, we think, well, I'm going to give it to my special girlfriend or my special boyfriend, or I'm going to give it to the teacher, because then the teacher will know how much I like her, and the teacher will like me better, and stuff like that. Well, when we do that, we are not unconditional. When we do that, what we are doing is we are putting a cause in motion which says we want something from the outside. An act of love should be from the inside only. It should be a givingness of our very being. It should be an essential release of the divine that's within us, sparkling through all of our creation, sparkling out of us into all of our creation, through all of our creation, around all of our creation. That's the whole world. That's the whole world. Every country in the world, every people in the world. That's our family, every one, our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, our grandmas and grandpas, our aunts and uncles, everybody is no limitation. And you see, an act of love that is given to all of the people that we love is quite an easy thing to do generally. But an act of love that is given, as Jesus had taught it, turn the other cheek. When someone strikes you, turn the other cheek. Now you say, no, I can't do that. That's true. If you are unable to recognize unconditional love and an act of love, you can't do that. Because you judge why that person struck you. You judge why that person was unhappy with you enough to strike you. You judge all those things. And you see, the minute you start judging, you get yourself in trouble. Now, if you can, and if I can, whenever anyone does me something that appears to be an unkind act, if I can just say, hey, I love you, and turn the other cheek, they'll say, what kind of a person is this? What kind of a wimp is this? What kind of an unrealistic person is this, and you are this way all the time, so in fact no one would ever strike you. In fact, no one would ever do an unkind thing to you, because you are incapable of conceiving an unkind thing being done to you, because you only do kind things. An act of love is always appreciated, a real act of love, an act that has, you see, we should say desire and love. Love is without desire. Love is unconditional. Love is giving without expecting anything back. It's just being yourself. You are a loving person. You are a joyful person. Now, when you desire something and you want something from another person, and so you act loving to them, that's manipulation. That's not really love. We give the word love sort of a broad base, but it doesn't have that. And we are silly for giving it, because every time we give love such a broad base, we are making a mockery of the word love. And love is so pure, so beautiful, so fantastic, so magnificent, that we should always hold it in the highest esteem. And we hold it in the highest esteem by always keeping our thoughts pure, always listening from within, always going from the within to the without, and recognizing that there is no without. Because the moment we are looking out of ourselves, we are drawing a circle of love and including everything in. And so, no matter where we look, we might look to the planets, to the stars, to the galaxies. We might look just on our own planet. We might look around the world here. We might look around our country or our city or wherever we might look, or our home. And we draw a circle every time we look. And that circle is a circle of love. And we bring all of those beings, all of those circumstances, all of those essences into our life with love. Because we do not exclude them. We include them. You see, hate draws a circle to exclude. Love draws a circle to include. And love includes everything and everybody and everywhere. Love is so stupendous. It is so magnificent. It's so beyond anything we can ever conceive of for ourselves, that if we would just begin acting from love, which we are doing all the time, really, and let all the judgment go by the way, and if someone indeed did slap us or strike us, and we turn the other cheek, we are recognizing that we had a negative emotion. We had a negative attitude which brought that experience into our life. And we don't want that negative attitude. But that negative attitude comes by judgment. It comes by our deciding upon possessing things and what have you. And when we can release that, when we can release that and live in the unconditional love of peace and harmony and joy, right action, good in every possible way, then all untoward things that could come our way disappear before they get very close to us at all. And by the time an unhappy thing is close to us, our love has transformed it into love itself. And our love has transformed our world into our love. And our love is eternal and everlasting, reaching out beyond all the limits we might have ever known for it. Our love is beyond measure, but it is good, and very good. An act of love is always appreciated. I like giving acts of love. I like being acts of love. Yes, when you are constantly wanting to share blessings with others, you come across as though you're not giving an act of love. And when you come across giving blessings to others and it's taken not as an act of love, then indeed you haven't given it as an act of love. For only acts of love can be conceived of as acts of love. And anything that's not conceived of as an act of love is not an act of love. Think on this. It's a pretty powerful concept. When you come into the awareness, as I am working on coming into the awareness of this, you realize that it doesn't matter. Just be yourself and have fun. Be loving under all circumstances. Be loving to all people at all times, no matter what. Because love is all that matters. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.